Damia by Anne McCaffrey. This book is dedicated to Sarah Virginia Johnson Brooks. The folding is extra. Chapter 1. Afra felt his sister's mental touch and told his mother that Goswina had returned to Capella. Cheswina regarded her six-year-old son with her ineffable serenity.
Thank you, Afra. You always could hear Farther and Goswina better than the rest of us. But don't intrude, his mother added, as Afra jiggled about in his eagerness to make contact with his beloved sister.
Capella Prime will wish to debrief her on her training at Altair Tower. You may continue with your exercises.
But Goswina is excited about something, something that has to do with me, Afra insisted, for he wanted to make sure that his mother heard him.
Now, Afra, and his mother waggled a stern finger at him, you've got a tongue and a voice. Use them. No one is to accuse this family of bringing up a discourteous and ill-mannered talent. You have your lessons, and you are not to path your sister until she comes in that door. Afra scowled because, when Goswina came in the door, he wouldn't need to path her. You won't ever be chosen for tower duty if you cannot obey, Cheswina went on. Please assume a cheerful face. If Afra had heard those admonitions once, he had heard them several thousand times. But he stifled his vexation because what he wanted more than anything else in the world was to be in a prime tower, part of the vast FT&T network that handled communications and transportation between the star systems that comprise the Federation. His parents and his older brother and sisters were either part of or working toward being in that great network. The family were also lucky enough to live in the tower complex. As a baby,